celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original Cream Puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump's lawyers have until 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow to answer a request from special counsel Jack Smith to limit what the former president can say about the most recent indictment against him. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Former President Donald Trump will not let up his attacks about the several indictments against him, lashing out at those who are bringing them forward, like special counsel Jack Smith.
You know, the man that's suing, I really believe he's mentally ill.
The U.S. women's national soccer team is knocked out of the World Cup by Sweden. Our Nancy Chen's in Australia.
After the loss, First Lady Jill Biden tweeted at the team, "You made this sport matter. Always remember that you encourage women and girls everywhere to show up and fight for their dreams."
All that iconic Barbie pink is bringing in a lot of green. The movie has topped the $1 billion mark in worldwide box office. Writer-director Greta Gerwig's Send Barbie to the Real World take makes her the first female director to achieve the milestone. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
the back home, man.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Wow! There is nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world. Start again. I'm always a nice day for a white wedding. Woo! What's a nice day to start again?
CFW.
We were in-
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Fall Creek. This is 105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW.
When you think summer fun, think of 105 days of summer fun on 105.7 CFW.
It's on.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Come alive.
a rocket in the space. Loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it. Come on! I got fun. You want some?
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, slight chance of a shower tonight. Lows around 62, mostly sunny with a high near 84 on your Monday. For Monday night, becoming clear with a low around 59. Tuesday, sunny, mid-80s. Wednesday, chance of showers and storms. Highs around 83. Currently, 69 degrees.
CFW.
You need a trip, 'cause he's not worth the misery. And- The Valley's fun music.
105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW, your official station of summer.
All I wanna do is have some fun.
As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
Shake it up.
shake it up.
This is 105.7 CFW.
food, snacks, and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
Attention all employees of all other radio stations.
Caught you listening again. We understand.
But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but,
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
If you move too quick,
oh well,
they're falling down like a domino. All the buzz on men, but
like an Egyptian.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
To find a station with our music, isn't it? One station is just way too old. Then the next station is more of a kid's station. What about a station that plays the music that we listen to? Well, that's why we're here. Music that's not too old and won't make you drift off, and not your kid's station either. Maybe we should have called ourselves Goldilocks. Not too old, not too, well, you know, probably not. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A break in a glacial lake in Juneau has caused major flooding in a river that runs through the Alaskan capital. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Park.
This was an historic crest. We've never seen 14.97 feet on this river.
A mass shooting in Washington, D.C. kills three and injures two others. Acting Police Chief Pamela Smith is asking for the public's help.
This is not a war zone. We want our residents to feel safe. And I'm asking you, listen, our officers are where they need to be. Our expectation is that the community will respond to us accordingly so that we can continue to keep your city safe.
An attorney says former President Trump never asked Mike Pence to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. On Face the Nation, the former vice president says that is not true.
At the end of the day, the president continued to hold to that view, but I knew what my duty was.